Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 2/11/2020. Now, remember I told you a couple weeks ago that Nikki Haley was saying that it might likely be that the Russians would attack, say, from the 11th or 12th or something like that? Well, she obviously knew when it was going to be. Very interesting in a sense. Now, the White House is saying basically somewhere within 24 to 48 hours, the Russians could invade Ukraine. Now, what nobody is telling you on the television, is what's been going on in the United States and the Russians that are already here, the Spetsnaz, the GRU that are already inside the U.S., the Chinese, the Red Chinese are already inside the U.S. And everybody said that, you know, also that, oh, they'll wait till the Olympics is over. People don't care about the Olympics. They're not caring about the Olympics. Red China would tell Putin, well, go ahead, and then we'll wait a couple, and then we'll go after Taiwan when they're busy with you. You go ahead and take out the United States, you know, with the hypersonics. Now, let me just say this to you. Off the coast of Baja, Southern California, all kind of military planes actively searching, all right? Actively searching for Russian subs or Chinese subs or whatever. Or UFO. Now, you laugh about UFOs, but you see, if you're considering that some of the UFOs, the actual ones that are flown by aliens, I call it alien pond scum, they are tied with the fallen angels, and the fallen angels lost their first estate, right? They lost their first estate. That means they can no longer be like angels, in a sense, completely, like the powers, the abilities, and everything. They have the knowledge, but they have to utilize technology now to travel, all right? So consequently, if you're sitting in the deep underground in Antarctica, or you're utilizing different things, you could bring in your alien ships, pop them up out of the water, and then bring them into the war, okay? You see, this is all kind of getting lip service, like, oh boy, the Super Bowl's coming, we got to do this. And I hope that it does, everything is just fine. I don't wish for war, I don't want it, but I'm telling you, well, let me just go to this for a second. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So there are going to be wars and rumors of wars, but there's going to be wars, okay? This is Jesus in the red letters, Matthew 24. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Let's just skip down, all right? But pray that your flight be not in the winter. It's verse 20, not on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You notice they'll be shortened, but Jesus doesn't say they won't happen. So that is where we're at, you see, according to our Lord Jesus. Now, I think you ought to start to really read the Bible again, and I'm just telling you what I've been instructed to tell you. If you look at all the things, gold was up $32 today. It's up higher than that for a while, but right now, right before we come on, $18.58.60 plus $32. Silver, $23.37. Oil's what? $94.95 a barrel today. You want to start paying $5 a gallon gas and up to $10? That's where we're headed. That's where we're headed. Now, let's talk about what Jesus said there. Famines! If you go to stevequayle.com, if you're not already up there, but go to it, and look at the story that Steve's got on his website. Let's see, let me, if I can just click there and read you the title of it. Because it's quite good. And it's something that you ought to print out, alright? You ought to print this one out and then show it to people. And then tell them why. Like, ladies, you can tell your husband why there's no food on the shelves in the grocery stores. Or not that much, or whether it's holes or emptiness. Alright? Let's see where this is at here. Okay, this was... Okay, that's the later story. Let me come on down here. It's a story that basically talks about who controls the food in on planet Earth. All right, and let's see if it's already gone off there. I don't know. I don't think so, but it should be. Oh, here it is. Unmasking the global food cartel. Is massive starvation and population reduction their next move? The oligarchy has built up a single integrated raw materials cartel with three divisions, energy, raw material, and increasingly scarce food supplies. You go to stevequayle.com and you scroll down on the stories and look at unmasking the global food cartel. Need to read that? I would print it off and hand it to some people and tell them this is why the stores don't have anything in them, or this is why the food prices are going way, way up. Okay? And that is really okay. I'm just reading an email here. Let me get back to the point. The point is, we're talking about war in the Ukraine like it's going to be a World War II war. Do they not know that, there are nuclear weapons, that the Russians have hypersonic missiles that can cruise around and hit any target in the world in about 2 minutes or less? Now, let me tell you what's going on right now. A group of C-130 aircraft took off just a little bit ago from Honduras, going north into the Gulf of Mexico, and they're now turning east towards Texas. And 8 fighter aircraft took off from Oklahoma to intercept and to go in progress with them, okay? Now in progress going on right now. Something is going on along our southern border. So there is all kind of stuff going on down there. And then in the past week, I've told you about the different things going on. I've told you how the Russians are communicating using, you know, the low frequency band, the 20 meter ham band, all through up the 80 meter ham band, using the national message board, okay, utilizing QR codes, the ham radio guys code the letters to ask, what is your strength and are you ready? This is being put out by the Russians, okay, to all of their units in the United States, in England, all over the world. Last week they had the songs, the final countdown, and Eye of the Tiger from Rocky, okay? Eye of the Tiger, or are they saying Ides? Ides of the Tiger. It's the year of the Tiger, isn't it? Xi and Putin have met at the Olympics. They've got their ducks in the row, right? And now the White House is saying within 24 to 48 hours, the Russians could attack the Ukraine. Well, something's going on in the Gulf of Mexico right now. Do you think it's all going to be over there? And for the young people, that was a song that they sang, okay, in World War One, essentially. And then they re-sang it in World War Two. The Yanks are coming. The Yanks are coming. You see? But right now, we got Russians inside the wire. Now, let me ask you a question about earthquakes in diverse places. I just told you to look up the famines and to look and see why you might have squeeze of food supplies everywhere. I've been telling you for years that the beef herd in the United States had been reduced to about 1950 levels, yet the population of the United States back then was about 140 million, somewhere in that, 120, 140 million, but the beef herd were that, but now we're less than those levels, but the population here with all the illegal aliens, we're approaching, in terms of what's in the United States, probably closer to 400 million people. But right now, a group of C-130 aircraft took off a while ago from Honduras, going north the Gulf, now turning east towards Texas. And 8 fighter aircraft took off from Oklahoma, going now to go down to the border to intercept. Not the C-130s, but to intercept what's down there, okay, going on. Is the Russian fighters, like we talked about, coming across? There was also guns being run across the border from U.S. into Mexico. Large number of them, the Border Patrol caught those going in. But you remember a few days ago, they had 70 guys that the U.S. Border Patrol or the Texas Rangers caught on the border. They were all in camouflage. Do you think maybe they're trying to arm some people? We've also told you about the Red Chinese that are in Mexico, living in homes down there and all the stuff, and how they will utilize and probably, you know, utilize that as a base for coming north. This is going to be here. You're going to see war inside this country, and you better pay attention to what Lord Jesus warned you about famines, okay, pestilences. Now, Omicron is still, I just knew somebody who picked up Omicron, and they actually had a heart problem, probably from the vaccines, but they had a heart operation, and now they picked up, even though they've had the vaccines, now they've picked up COVID again after getting the hearts. This is just getting to be wild. And let me say this also. I pray that the Lord will reach out to them and give them a medical miracle. But now, what are we seeing with pestilences? Well, I told you a little bit in the last night, I believe. We got an Ebola-like virus in the east part of England, over in England. An Ebola-like hemorrhagic type fever. It's not Ebola, but it's like it. And then also Dr. Malone, who invented the mRNA vaccine technologies, but doesn't agree with the vaccines that Pfizer and these people are putting out, or the mandates for them. In China, he says that in the Xi'an city, in the Shaanxi province, that from December on, the Red Chinese have locked that down because of an Ebola-like illness spreading there, okay? Now, our dear friend down in Florida, our tough, Jesus-loving meth head fighter who tried to grab her purse, who is strong with the Lord Jesus, she's been through the floods, lost her home, come back, and all of that. The granny from Florida down there, God bless her. She had sent me this earlier, and she spotted it, and she said, you know, you talk about the Russians coming into the Great Lakes through the St. Lawrence Seaway and everything, and then going into the greater Great Lakes and how everybody's being searched for up there. And incidentally, there's an E6 in the Midwest flying around the Midwest. All right, not far from the Great Lakes. That is a command and control aircraft up there. Well, they're not down at the border. They're up there. Well, are there a lot of planes maybe looking for stuff up there? Are there Russians in the works up there? Because let me say this. It seems like Lake Erie has been having earthquakes. Do you think maybe the Russians have been using thumpers, earthquake weapons, tectonic weapons up there? Strong possibility. It just seems like there's a lot of anomalies, what do we call them? Oh, they're just coincidences, huh? Well, you got coincidence, you got a giant polyurethane, you got a foam, you know, the giant buns of foam that are like, you know, huge, you know, like 20, 30 feet long or the size of a rail car in some cases. A big thing of foam. Well, that plant started on fire a few days ago or last week, okay? Huge amount of smoke and toxic chemicals into the air around Las Vegas. Then what do we have after that? You got the Laguna Hills near Laguna Beach on fire. Oh, got a little, you know, wildfire up there. Oh, what's going to be next? Oh, you got a quake over in Santa Paula. Oh, yeah. You got quakes down Lake Erie. Oh, yeah. Now you got a story out of lefty communist Portland, okay? And you're saying, oh, we have to really worry because we've got so much oil stored in Portland in these tanks that if there was a big earthquake that happens offshore, we could have the largest oil spill. See, they're approaching it from the standpoint of maybe we should get rid of all this oil up here and just take the, well, you know, they could take the, like Ocasio-Cortez says, they could just take the train to Hawaii. She thinks you can get on somewhere in Queens, you know, or the Bronx, where she grew up in, and you can just go to Hawaii on the subway, okay? Idiots. All I'm going to tell you is this. You'd better listen to what Lord Jesus says in the red letters, because there is power in the blood of Jesus. He told you and told us all back then. You can read Luke 21, Matthew 24. You can see what you need to see. And you can also see what he told, the revelations the Lord Jesus has told to John of Patmos. All right? You better start reading it and start to think about, he that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. That's out of Matthew 24. All right? Lord Jesus wants you to survive. He wants you to be saved and come through this. So we got pestilence, Ebola-like viruses and stuff in England, in China. Well, don't you think you might start to see some of that here? You've also got the new, more virulent, I told you this last week's shows, about in the Netherlands, they got a stronger easier to catch? Does that sound like Omicron? Easier to catch? Not saying that this Omicron is the new HIV, but you see, the genetic manipulation in labs is what we're talking about here. And the Russians have real good stuff. The United States could do it themselves because the United States government seems to be the Red China Joes, the Millies and the Austins, and all of the EIEIO heads and the National Security Advisor, whatever that young guy is up to. He sure don't sound like a Henry Kissinger or anything like that. There's no gravitas to this boy's voice, let me tell you. But on the other hand, they seem to be in league with the communists and with the Luciferians under the New World Order and want to subjugate you, want to subjugate Canadian truckers, want to subjugate American truckers. They want to take you out. They want to get rid of your gasoline, your oil. They want to take you from being in a country that when Trump was there, we were the largest producer of oil and natural gas in the world. Bigger than Russia. We were producing more. Now we're begging who we're getting ready to go to war with, Russia and Iran and the Saudis. And the Saudis already made the deal with the Russians, okay, and the Red Chinese. And we're begging them for more oil from the OPEC. Ridiculous. I don't know if there'll be an election even this year. So are the Lake Erie quakes, and thank you to my dear friend down in Florida. You are 100% correct to spot it. Are those quakes the Russians? We don't know, but it could be. They could be using tectonic devices. Boom, boom, boom. Thumpers, you know. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Whatever the frequency is to pop the fault lines in the lakes. That would be an interesting thing, wouldn't it? To do some of that or to blow one, blow some of the stuff, and then flood the entire Midwest of the Great Lakes, goes and floods clear through the center of the United States down to Mississippi, the Illinois, the Mississippi, and all of that, the Ohio. And then goes right to the Gulf of Mexico and creates an inland sea that knocks out of most of the bridges and all the stuff up and down the Mississippi, all along the Ohio, the Illinois rivers. This they could do. Now you got guys allegedly with suitcases in the Great Lakes. We know that the GRU maintained the suitcase nukes inside the United States. A lot of them were in the Blue Ridge or in the Smokies, all right? And they moved them around, okay? We've talked about looking for that kind of stuff over the years at different times. We've talked about, like, interesting little things where the nuclear power plant in Arizona, where it had been threatened on several different occasions with nuclear weapons, and that the MMB, the Mighty Men of Valor, went in to go after those people on a couple different occasions and chased them, but some of those weapons took off. Remember also back in the day, back about 17 years ago when Brother Quayle was talking about how there were nuclear weapons, he was told, inside of, what was it? They were up around Rogers Park, and there may have been one at the Aurora at one of the air traffic control places. There was all kinds of stuff that's been going on for years, and now, you see, it's about to reap the whirlwind of the crap, you see. It's all about to get ready to go wild weasel. So I'm going to tell you what, you think you might need to go get some more food tonight? Just in case. And if you got good quality chunky soup, or if you can go to the sporting goods stores locally and buy any Mountain House or Alpine Air or any of the different long-term storage foods, then why don't you go ahead and get you at least some? If you can't do anything else but, then go out and get you an extra can or two of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup, okay? Something where the water's already in it, where the gravy, the potatoes, the veggies, the meats are already in there, all right? If you want a little spaghetti and meatballs, you know, you want a little revenue, get a little Chef Boyardee, all right? But don't think in terms of half decaf, lotti-wotti, totally organic food and this and that and the other. Yes, it's great, but we're not talking about fresh food. We're talking about rations in case a hypersonic missile pops up over the United States, knocks the power grid out, and then maybe they take out some bases and major cities. Maybe Babylon falls, and all the ships off sea watch as New York City has gone up in flames on a nuclear war situation, or D.C. These cities can be hit in less than 2 minutes. There isn't even enough time to, you know, get your shoes on and go to the bathroom for the last time. You know what I'm saying? You better have your K-bar sharp, your magazines loaded, your broken-in boots that have insulation in them at the door, your cold weather gear, or if you're living in South Florida, your hot weather gear. I don't care. But no matter where you're at, you better have some cold weather gear, because if you have a nuclear winter, it's going to get real cold, and there's not going to be electricity. The power grid will get knocked out. I've told you that for years, for years, for years. If you've got the book, One Second After by William R. Forschen, it's a Forge, F-O-R-G-E book, One Second After, William R. Forschen. Read it again. Read our friend James Wesley Rawls' Patriots again. There's other series in the Patriots book. Read them. Survivors, different ones, different names of different ones. All right? The Liberators, Survivors. Then Forschen's got One Year After and The Final Day, but I just like the very first one. By Black Mountain, Montreat College. I-40 becomes a parking lot. Nobody knows what's happened. And the local grocery store in Black Mountain, within an hour, is all taken out. All of the drugstore, all taken out. And the guy's daughter dies because she doesn't have insulin. The protagonist. The head character, for those who don't know what protagonist. This is going wild weasel, or could go wild weasel. And if you're not ready, you're gonna be really in deep trouble, all right? So now we've got this Ebola-like virus in England. We got the Ebola-like virus in China. And I still think that there's likely that there is smallpox that's been released in Yemen. The Health Ranger had a big article I'm being asked, is anybody else hearing or seeing any of the traffic coming into the Gulf of Mexico and then vectoring down in there? Are you seeing it right there? Yes, I got your last one, brother. I put it out on the air just a little bit ago. We're talking about it. All right, let's see. Wait a minute. Maybe I've got another one. I haven't. The military from Honduras turned off their transponders as they probably got notice of our fighters coming. Oh, okay, so There may be some people from Honduras. I don't know if they're C-130s, brother. Give me this. If they're C-130s, are they somebody else's, or are we talking about Russian aircraft coming out of Honduras? And our fighters are going to intercept them. So I'm not sure about that. If they're C-130s, are they U.S. forces coming to look for the Russians, or is it something coming out of Honduras that's not good coming our way? Anyway, let me know about that, too. All right, let's see what we got here. Yep, Lake Erie's got a huge salt mine under it. It is. Lake County, Ohio, yes. And then that could be popped with thumpers. You could be popping a thing with thumpers. And that is one of the things that you got to look at. Anyway, we are going or about ready to go wild, weasel. The potential is the government is warning you. All the stuff happening around L.A., you got a Super Bowl out there. You got up the Baja, you got Buku planes out there looking for stuff. Now you got the thing in the Gulf of Mexico. So it's getting really interesting. Getting really interesting. You may want to go out and get some food. You may want to go out and get some more food. One can of chunky soup would be a ration for one person per day. You got four people in your family, then you're going to need four cans of chunky soup. Times 30 days, just as the average, let's say. That's 120 cans of chunky soup in a month, and that's only eating maybe one or two meals a day. And let's hope you got a little dandelion greens or poke salad or something that you can add to it, all right? Or you got an apple tree out back, a dwarf apple tree, or maybe you've got a Meyer lemon tree or a lime tree, dwarf lime or dwarf orange. That's another thing. You could order you some of that and get that going. I don't know about how food will grow, you know what I'm saying, outdoors if we got radioactivity or if there's hardly any sun because of it. These are the ideas that you need to think about and that the Lord is urging me strongly with his own words. Famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places, wars, rumors of wars. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And he wants you to endure it till the end. He wants you to do that. How are you going to do that? You're going to say, oh, Lord, I'm waiting for you to save me. You're at the hurricane spot. You're up on the top of your house. Guy comes by the boat. Here, get in the boat. I'll take you. No, the Lord's getting ready to save me. Well, come on. I'll take you out of the boat. I'll take you to safety. Oh, no, the Lord's going to save me. And then all of a sudden, you know, still up there and the water's rising and family's on the roof. And then somebody comes by and says, you know, in a helicopter, come on, we've got ropes here. Put your family onto the rope. We'll lift them up and come back and get you down, all right? And the guy says, nope, the Lord's going to save me. The water rises. Everybody goes into the drink. Sadly, they pass on. They go to heaven and they say, Lord, why didn't you save me? He said, well, I sent the guy in the boat and I sent the helicopter, you know? Think about it. They're releasing the new viruses, I believe. And if the smallpox gets going, and if there's one that was allegedly made by a big pharmaceutical company, maybe allegedly made down in Australia back in the 80s or the 90s. Ah, the planes are not ours. They're not U.S. planes. and it's emergency action message coming from somebody who knows, all right? And 8 fighters are being sent to intercept those planes. So they could be Russian planes, or they could be C-130s that were down there from the old days, or were purchased. So you see, it would be smart to take out the Eagle if you're going to go all the way. Let's say he's going to go all the way and pop the thing. And people say, well, he can't do that. He doesn't have enough money to keep his troops in the Ukraine. What you do, if you go in there and you just kill people, you take all of their gold, all of their money, all of their silver, all of their homes, all of their food, all of their things. Pretty soon, it's a conquering army. People don't understand that anymore. They think all that's something from the movies from so many years ago. And it was, because we had progressed to it. But now you've got Lucifer, the Lightbringer, they call him, you see. But Lucifer is on this planet. The fallen angels are here with him. They're involved in starting to start the chaos, which then demands the order, ordo ab chao. That's the motto of the 33rd degree, the high Masonic. Well, when you get to the 360th, then you got Lucy in the sky with the sun, you know, 360 degrees. Oh, boy. And so then, Red China Joe is telling little Fidel, and for those of you who don't know, Trudeau allegedly is the bastard son of Fidel Castro. When Papa Trudeau was fooling with all the rock star chicks and all the wild stuff back in the day, Mama Trudeau went down for a vacation to sunny Caribbean into Cuba and I guess started to hang out with Fidel, and Fidel liked her, she liked Fidel. She stayed a while, okay? And then if you look at old Trudeau's face, you look at old Fidel when he was young, you could kind of get the image of it, you see. Kind of get the image of it. That's why I say little Fidel. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, and I hope we don't have war. But I'll tell you what, you want to keep me striking blows against the Lucys? Taking the ball bat right to the shins of old Lucy himself. And I'll tell you what, when you know where you're going to go, when you know where you're going to go, you know that you're with Jesus and Jesus is with you, and that you're going to have everlasting life in heaven, it gives you an ability to speak. And to speak freely, as is your right under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that your own Department of Human Sacrifice wants to take from you. Anything is most needed and wanted, be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And God bless any who send, and may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Some I've received here lately. I haven't had time to type a thank you. I've been real busy, all right? Been very busy. And I'll tell you, everybody I know has got something else going on. It's just crazy. And there's all kind of weird stuff popping up in people's lives. Because the Lucys are at the work. They're up to no good. And did you see the story about the Super Bowl? I believe it was yesterday. And the big doctors are saying, for the Super Bowl, it may trigger heart attacks. And they give you a command, manage your expectations. Well, is this because they're going to put out some frequency or a pulse during the game or on the TV, if you're watching on the TV, and those that have the vaccines and have the graphene hydroxide or graphene oxide carbon nanotube lines and terminals and scaffolds and all kind of apparatus inside your body and your organs are those that are susceptible to taking signals from outside the body and then giving signals to inside your body, to the tissue, to the blood, to the nervous cells, whatever. Are they going to put out some kind of a frequency that may all of a sudden give people heart attacks? I don't know. But if people with the vax are getting susceptible to myocardia and all the different stuff, all the heart problems, then you had better understand that there may be some possibility of that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to just talk to you about good things tonight, but I don't see good things on the horizon. The good things I see is that if you have repented of your sins and asked Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, and if you're sincere, then the Lord will start to wash your sins clean. And He came, and the Lord came. He was sent by our Father in heaven. He sent His only begotten Son to come down here, and He had to experience this and to be crucified and then be resurrected. And that the blood, that His blood that was shed, is to wash your sins away. If you don't take advantage of that now, you may never get another chance to do so. Because I'm going to tell you what, the time is running out on that aspect. And I'm going to tell you, you tares, you're going to get sorted out from the wheat. The good wheat is going to be the good people who are with the Lord Jesus. And if you're a tare, you're going to get sent to the fiery furnace, and there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And they're not going to be the good people, the people who are with Jesus, the people who are going to have, for a lot of parts, true sanctuary. The people are going to be hidden from you when you come to search and destroy them, when you cord out and search a neighborhood. All right. Or when you're a Chinese or Russian or whoever comes from outside the country. But you don't even have to worry about that, because a lot of people in the top slots of the EIEIO agencies and the military are worshiping Lucifer right now. And they want to come for you and grind you. If you're a good cop out there, if you're a good deputy sheriff, if you're a good state trooper, if you're a good military person, if you're somebody good, the intelligence agency, then you'd better start thinking about the last Babylon and Mystery Babylon. You better be starting to think about that. And you better be starting to think about to make sure you're with the good people, the people of the Lord, and that you have your salvation in mind also, that you have told the Lord Jesus, Lord, I repent of my sins, come into my heart and guide my direction. Stand me up in the gap where you need me against evil, Lord Jesus. And He'll do it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, or you call him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you if you call him. But if you still have time and you still want to get radiation detector, if we still have the time, or high-quality night vision, or any of Steve's books so that you understand, like Empire Beneath the Ice and that kind of stuff, or Xenogenesis, Changing Men into Monsters, or any of the books that Brother Quayle has, Promise to the Premise, Premise to the Promise, a wonderful book. Brother Quayle's Giants books. Get one of those. show that to the kids. That'll get them interested. And then read them what Steve says, and show them the information out of Genesis 6 and all of it. So if your own president and your own president's national security advisor and the military are saying the Russians might attack Ukraine within 24 to 48 hours, and we got stuff coming out of Honduras headed up towards Texas, headed into the Gulf, you can have something go down in, you know, a minute from now, 10 minutes from now. But I don't know the exact time, and I'm not guaranteeing you that, but the potential, the possibility, the probabilities certainly are increasing. So you'd better get ready. Get ready, Freddy. Sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. For we're in the time closer to the end rather than the beginning. And I'm going to tell you what. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Because I'll tell you. And this is just a little ditty here. This is Solzhenitsyn. And how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The Organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened after. Now here's what old Harry S. Truman said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of the opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens, and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. That was Harry S. Truman. So no wonder gold went up, you know, $32 today. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, for the good people out there, I pray if you have an affliction or if you're in trouble or if you got a heart problem, I'm just thinking, people with the COVID, I'm just going to say this one more time. What I did when I knew that I had the COVID, and incidentally, I didn't go get tested because I had all the symptoms, and I also could hardly walk, and different stuff was wrong with me that shouldn't have been wrong with me, breathing and all the different things, and heart questions and problems, and I hadn't had the vaccine, so it had to be that. Because I've never had a flu like that, and I haven't had the flu in at least 10 or 12 years. Don't even get upper respiratory infections per se or that kind of stuff that'll last more than a day, because I've always taken high-quality mesosilver, colloidal silver. I've always taken, for numbers of years, the oil of oregano capsules. But what I do say when I got the stuff, I grabbed the plunger tube, one for myself, one for my spouse, of the ivermectin, okay? And I did it just like I learned when I first bought the tubes, when I learned on the internet, and it was a African-American doctor or vet, I think it was a doctor, and he told people how to do it, and put it in your hand, go by the body weight, your body weight, and that's what I did. And within about 2 hours, I started to feel a lot better. The next day, I felt good. But I went ahead and did a second dose 24 hours later of my body weight of the stuff, which did not taste that bad. I squirted it in my hand. I licked my hand real good. Then I drank some water, and I had a little bit of chocolate just to make the mouth taste sweet. All right? And in 2 days, other than being a little more tired than normal, I was done with it. I've still been done with it. My spouse, she needed 3 doses. I have got other people I know that have taken it, and within 24 to 48 hours, they were done with it. So when I hear, and it just pains me, when I hear people who should know more about it and should have done the research, and they go and they get tested and they let themselves get checked into the hospital when they don't even know, and they should know, that these hospitals are being paid bounties. They're being paid bounties to put you under the ventilator. They're then being paid additional bounties not to treat your pneumonias. They're then being paid additional bounties when you die with the COVID. Some say up to $53,000 for every death, over and above the daily hospital charges and stuff that would go on your insurance. So when I hear, and I hear that people are not availing themselves of something that has worked for millions of people in India, millions of people in India, Africa, South America, and in the United States, then I say, why don't you get smart? Stay out of the kill zone. Stay out of those killer hospitals. I'm telling you. Your chances are not good there. Brother Quayle finally got out of it. And he's finally now gone to gotten to where he is feeling much better. But he had to get out of there because they were going to kill him. He had one nurse, he said, inside that hospital that was probably on his side. And everybody else wanted to put him on the ventilator. And he had a sign that said, no ventilator. Put it on him, on his chest, on his, pinned it on him. And the Lord Jesus blessed Brother Quayle and brought him out of it. And has brought a lot of people out. But for goodness sake, see if you can get people home, even if it's late in the game. If it was me, you check with your doctor if you want. Do all your research you want and decide what you want to do and take it to the Lord in prayer. But as far as I would go, I went and made sure, because the ivermectin is now disappearing. And hardly anybody in the United States would prescribe, they'll find somebody to prescribe it. Then most of the big pharmaceutical or most of the big drugstore chains won't fill the prescription. They don't care. You'll find one little one here and there that might. So I'm going to tell you what, you can't just go out to the farm and fleets, the TSCs, and all of the different other horse remedy aisles in the suburban stores and rural stores and feed stores. They don't have the ivermectin like they used to. There's still some up there, 1.87% ivermectin, still some up there at Amazon. But even it's getting scarce on Amazon. So you better get you 5, 6, 8 tubes. You also better get you some fish medicine, you see, for your fish tanks. You know, fish amoxicillin, 500 milligram, or fish penicillin, 500 milligram, or fish ciprofloxacin or fish cephalexin, Fishflex 500 milligram, or fluconazole or doxycycline for fish or birds, you see. You can find that if you can get it on the internet, but I would also have oregano oil capsules. Oregano oil capsules. Oreganol is the brand name, 73%. Whole Foods has got a good one, their own brand. It's 70% carb recall active ingredient. High quality meso silver is one of the best colloidal silvers on the planet. But it alone won't do it like on the COVID. But it will kill different viruses and bacteria, bad ones, and will help to keep your water pure or cleaner. A Berkey filter, don't you think you might need one now? Why don't you go to the camping store tonight and see if they got one or some other good water filtration system and some water jugs, okay? Maybe some collapsible jugs. Let's see what I got going here. One more thing here on this. There is stress in the voice of the announcers for the emergency action messages, and other aircraft are also heading to the northern border to refuel. So we're talking about to the northern border as well as the southern border. A tanker's turned off, it's taken off, but they're turning off their transponders. The fighters also. The war ain't going to be televised quite yet, because the war may start here. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Go out and get you some more food and ammunition tonight if you can. Ladies and gentlemen, may the mighty men and women of valor use their opportunity to tie tech to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and the Americans of the Bill of Rights and Justice. Bandega Rangers, I know you're ready. Nicky the Fool, Nicky, go see performing. See what he's got for ya. Road and track. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Listen to your mom and daddy and take care of little L. The old Mars Hill gang out there. The Mars Hill gang is tough. To those in the nut house. To those in the CW clan, California. To those up in Northern California. On the old station stop.